Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Sonia, S-O-N-I-A, Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Sonia Scott is a 54-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on two occasions. Period. On one, a forklift ran over her foot. Period. She treated for this with Dr. Zucconi. Period. She was prescribed orthotics. Period. She also injured her back and was seen at Premier Orthopedics. Period. She received physical therapy for 6 visits. Period. She does not know her final diagnosis for either injury. Period. She did not undergo any surgery. Period. She continues to see Dr. Noone, N-O-O-N-E, at Complete Care, her primary care physician. Period. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, including your cover letter, the first accident occurred on 8/22/20 when the toes of her left foot were run over by a forklift operated by a co-employee. Period. No medical records regarding treatment for this were generated. Period. Respondent only accepted contusion injuries to the toes or left foot. Period. The second incident was on 7/25/22 when she was pushed by a robotic arm from a machine onto a roller platform, where she sustained minor injuries to the upper and lower left arm and the low back in the form of contusions or scrapes. Period. The claim petition only alleges a back injury. Period. She did receive limited conservative care by Dr. Zucconi at Primo Orthopedic Associates. Period. As of 8/15/22, she was released from medical care. Period. New paragraph. The medical records supplied show she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi on 7/26/22. Period. She reported the previous day she was standing in front of a machine when her co-worker turned it. Period. It pushed her forward into a pallet and she landed on the ground on her left side. Period. She has scrapes on her left elbow and soreness and pain all on her left side and left buttocks due to landing on the cement floor. Period. She admits to previous work-related injury, but denied previous injury to this body part. Period. He performed an exam and did not see any outward signs of trauma, such as ecchymosis, redness, or swelling. Period. She had full range of motion of the left arm. Period. Range of motion of the lumbar spine was also full. Period. Straight leg raise maneuvers were negative bilaterally. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of left arm pain, lumbar pain, and mechanical low back pain, for which he ordered x-rays of the lumbar spine and left elbow. Period. On 7/26/22, she did have x-rays of the left elbow that showed no fracture or effusion. Period. Lumbar spine x-rays failed to identify any fracture. Period. Vertebral body heights were maintained. Period. There was no spondylolisthesis. Period. She had degenerative facet arthropathy along the lower lumbar spine with mild disc space narrowing at L5-S1. Period. A vascular stent is noted in the left common iliac region. Period. In the paragraph, she returned to Dr. Zucconi on 8/1/22 and remained symptomatic. Period. He recommended she continue over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and work restrictions. Period. As of his last visit on 8/15/22, she feels progress in her pain and range of motion in the lumbar spine. Period. She only has soreness when bending or twisting. Period. Exam found lumbar range of motion was improving. Period. She had no evidence of radiculopathy or sensory motor deficits. Period. She is experiencing stiffness with facet provocation. Period. He recommended 6 sessions of physical therapy, after which she would be released to regular duty. Period. He discharged her since he saw no evidence of significant spinal cord injury, common herniated disc, or ridiculous source of her pain. Period. Physical exam. Extremities, upper, normal. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Extremities, lower, normal. Feet and ankles, normal. Thoracic, normal. Lumbosacral. Active. Lumbar flexion was mildly limited to 75 degrees, but she sat comfortably at 90 degrees flexion. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were full without discomfort. The rest of that section is normal. And impressions. Sonia Scott alleges to have injured her left arm at work on 7/25/22. She had x-rays the next day that showed no acute abnormalities. She was treated orthopedically by Dr. Zaccone with improvement. A course of physical therapy was ordered. As of his visit of 8/15/22, he wrote she could return to full duty at the completion of therapy. Period. New paragraph. The current examination is virtually entirely benign. She had full range of motion of left upper extremities, left upper extremity, with intact sensation and strength. She had full range of motion of the left foot and ankle. No provocative maneuvers were negative. Lumbar spine motion was virtually full, and she had negative straight leg raise maneuvers. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the statutory left foot, comma left arm, comma or lower back. She remains highly functional as displayed in her ability to return to work in her former full duty capacity. New paragraph. As far as details of the mechanism of injury, she states a robot arm struck her from behind as it was activated accidentally by a co-worker. This caused her to fall into a pallet and platform. And that is the end of